Today, President-elect Joe Biden named former presidential rival Pete Buttigieg to be his transportation secretary. If he's confirmed, Buttigieg would become the first openly gay cabinet member.
Travel, in my mind, is synonymous with growth, with adventure, even love, so much so that I proposed to my husband, Chasten, in an airport terminal. So don't let anybody tell you that O'Hare isn't romantic.
Also, there's a congressional deal to help people struggling during the pandemic, or at least it might be close at hand. We're going to talk about this and other issues with Matt Mikowiak, who's a Republican strategist, and Jamal Simmons, who's a Democratic strategist. Hello, Matt.
Howdy.
And hello, Jamal.
Hi, how are you?
Just wanted to get the voices out there. Jamal, you first. Yeah, sure. On the issue of a relief package from Congress, yesterday on All Things Considered, Senator Bernie Sanders made the argument that any deal should include direct payments to people in need. Let's hear from him.
I do not believe that it is appropriate for members of Congress to go back to their families for the Christmas holidays while so many millions of families in this country are struggling just to stay alive.
So many people are hurting. CNN is reporting that stimulus checks might be half of what they were earlier this year. That's when $1,200 checks were mailed out. Jamal, is this something the Democrats can actually take credit for?
It certainly is something Democrats can take credit for because Republicans were pushing for a deal that didn't have direct payments. So if you get any direct payment, that's probably because the Democrats put it in there. Bernie Sanders may have a point. $600 isn't a lot of money for people who are struggling, but it's more than nothing. And so where we were because of Mitch McConnell over the last few months is that there was a lot of nothing. I think you can't take out the idea, what we're reading, that in the Georgia Senate race, this idea of direct payments has become a big issue for Senate candidates Warnock and Ossoff. And it might be that Mitch McConnell relented because he's got to do something to help those Republicans running down there.
Matt, I want to ask you about that. The Democrats, as Jamal mentioned, are making Republican opposition to stimulus checks a big part of their closing argument. Are the two GOP senators, Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, in trouble because of that?
No, I don't think it's probably, you know, limited to that central issue. I do think it is an issue because the stimulus effort has been a major issue in D.C. It still doesn't appear to be a final agreement, although it looks like it's going to be maybe today or early tomorrow. And it seems like the leaders on both sides have agreed they have to do something, and that there now is a little bit more compromise on both sides than there was before the election. And you did have Speaker Pelosi say after the election that she finally admitted she was, you know, not willing to compromise because she wanted to see how the election went. She thought her hand would be strengthened if Biden won. She just didn't expect to lose so many House seats, so her hand was weakened, actually. So I do think we're going to get a reasonable compromise.
Jamal, I wonder what you think the extent is that the slowness of Congress's response on stimulus checks puts Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue on the defensive or even jeopardizes their candidacies.
It does put them on the defensive, the Republican candidates down there. I think that the Democrats have been, again, Warnock and Ossoff have really been making this case. Listen, the question is on the table now, are we going to turn our back as a country on Trumpism and try to move forward where people of differing opinions can come together, have different priorities, figure out a way to negotiate their differences and get something done for the country? Or are we going to try to keep the Senate in the hands of Mitch McConnell, who not just during the Trump presidency, but during the Obama presidency, has been a total stumbling block, a roadblock for moving things forward with any kind of, you know, group negotiating. So that's the question on the table. What happens in that Senate race? Voting for the Democrats is probably going to make things a lot easier to get progress for the country.
Matt Mikowiak, we're still talking about Georgia now, and I want to ask you about specifically Joe Biden, who was back on the campaign trail yesterday for the first time since the election, stumping for the Democrats and recalling his own victory in the state last month and President Trump's legal efforts to overturn it. Let's hear from Biden.
Georgia wasn't going to be bullied. Georgia wasn't going to be silenced. Georgia certainly wasn't going to stand by and let Donald Trump or the state of Texas or anyone else come in here and toss out your votes.
Matt, you said earlier that you think that Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, the Republican incumbents, are not going to be hurting because of the slow response on the stimulus checks. The runoff election is 3 weeks away. What does it boil down to at this point?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have a pretty clear distinction in both these races, and I think the ultimate election results in both races are going to be pretty close. I mean, these two races have been nationalized. It's not really about local issues; it's about national issues. It's about whether you believe the Democrats, you know, having control of the United States Senate would be a good thing for the country or not. I think the sort of the silent majority of the country would like to see divided government. I think most people want to see but the parties come together, that they realize that you wouldn't have extreme actions taken if both parties had to be invested and had to be on board to do major things. Certainly, I think that, you know, that both Democratic candidates do have some pretty left-wing positions. You're seeing that case be pressed time and time again by the Republican candidates against the Democratic candidates. These races are going to be close. Runoffs are highly unpredictable, because you don't know who's going to turn out. And this is, of course, occurring, 4 days after New Year's, with early voting during Christmas and Hanukkah. So it's really an unusual time frame to have two runoff elections where the stakes are absolutely astronomical.
I wonder, though, what you both make of what's happening in the Republican Party now, especially given that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell sent a major signal to other Republicans yesterday, finally recognizing Joe Biden as president-elect. Here he is.
Many millions of us had hoped the presidential election would yield a different result. But our system of government has processes to determine who will be sworn in on January the 20th. The Electoral College has spoken.
And then President Trump spoke through a tweet. He tweeted, "Mitch, 75 million votes, a record for a sitting president by a lot. Too soon to give up. Republican Party must finally learn to fight. People are angry." We should note McConnell's memoir is called The Long Game. And I wonder if, Jamal, you think that he's playing the long game here and whether he is likely to emerge unscathed.
Yeah, the president is engaging in some obfuscation. You know, for him to point out that the number of votes he got was more than any sitting president ever got, That's a great thing for his memoir and his library, but it's not a great thing for winning an election when the Democrat got millions more votes than the Republican. So he got a record, but Joe Biden got an even bigger record. Listen, this country is ready to move past Donald Trump and his grafting, grifting type of government. What we're seeing now is he's still raising money. Instead of putting money into the Georgia Senate race, he's raising money for his own political benefit that will benefit him afterwards. You've got people leaving the Defense Department. The Attorney General resigned this week. This government, even in its last throes, is in disarray. And I think the country is ready to move on to something that's more productive for everyone.
Matt, what do you think the future is, though, for Republicans who are not letting go of election fraud claims, even though as of now, there has not been a court victory and the claims are groundless?
Yeah, look, Joe Biden is going to be sworn in on January 20th. I think most sober people who've looked at this over the last few weeks have recognized that's the truth. As you've seen these lawsuits not succeed, it's become really, you know, entirely undeniable at this point. That said, look, if they have credible evidence that they want to present in court under oath, where lawyers are bound by, you know, the rules that lawyers have to follow, then I want to see it. I think every American should want to see evidence of election fraud. Any illegal vote is a vote that counts against them.
Well, they certainly had a lot of chances.
They have. And look, I think of the 30 or so lawsuits that have existed, something like 25 of them were dismissed for standing reasons, not for reasons based on the substance of what was being argued. Look, the Trump legal effort has been disastrous. It's been pathetic. Now, I do think there may be a couple more reasonable arguments being made recently. But look, the die is cast. It's clear Joe Biden's going to get sworn in on January 20th. It is true that Trump still has a hold on the Republican Party, and that's why you're seeing some of these Republican members continue to fight. I'm interested in fighting to try to ensure that our elections have integrity. I'm not interested at this point in trying to overturn the Electoral College, which is just simply not going to happen.
Well, I think, you know, just to get on Matt's point here, if we have a coalition of the rational, right, a coalition of people who are willing to acknowledge facts and science and math, Democrats and Republicans can come together. And on a day after we lost Don Fowler, who's one of the giants of the Democratic Party, and many of us are in mourning, and we see Pete Buttigieg appointed as Transportation Secretary, who's the future of the party, I think these are the kind of political figures who are not that ideological, who are interested in finding ways for people to come together and to get the country moving forward. And hopefully Republicans will do that going into the Biden administration.
We're going to let it go there. Jamal Simmons, Democratic strategist, Matt Mikowiak, Republican strategist. Thank you very much, both of you, for speaking to us. Thanks.
Thank you.